For Nate Tabak, the U.S. election is also personal. He got married last summer. Hannah Marcoux, his wife, is originally from Kosovo, but has Canadian citizenship. Nate is a U.S. citizen. The couple were undecided about where they'd eventually settle down. Should they move to the U.S. or to Canada? But the election has made that choice much more clear. Hannah spoke to us from Toronto and Nate from Kosovo.
Basically, it comes down to a really, I think, a very tangible issue. And that on Hannah's side, she has some Muslim heritage. They're not religious people. But based on some of the things that Trump has said in the campaign, I would be worried that Hannah and our future children could be subjected to things like registration or additional screening and just all sorts of things. And I just don't think it's fair to subject children who don't have a say in the matter yet to that.
Hannah, tell me how you felt on a week ago, on November 9th.
When I found out that Trump had been elected, my first emotion, quite frankly, was fear. And that's because of the rhetoric that Trump and Trump supporters used, you know, throughout the election campaign. And, you know, it turned out that fear was justified. I've been really horrified reading about the spike in hate crimes that have been taking place across the United States since he became elected. And, you know, my fear before the election was that hate groups would feel liberated after a Trump victory. And it turns out that's exactly what happened. And I could just as easily fit into one of those categories of, you know, hated people or hated minorities. America, at least to me, turned into a much darker place than it was a week ago.
So, Hannah, you're a Canadian citizen, right?
Yes.
So it'll be easy for you to move to Canada. Am I wrong about that?
Well, I am in Canada right now. And, you know, part of the decision for us coming here is we met in Kosovo. I'm a Kosovo Albanian. And Kosovo is the kind of country where there is, you know, an autocratic political elite that can kind of run roughshod over ordinary people. It is the kind of place that has highly documented instances of sexism and racism. And just about 10 days ago, there was an opposition activist who died while in detention. And I don't want to draw a direct comparison, but Nate and I have been living in a place where this can just happen. And it's terrifying to think that one of the world's largest democracies can also become a place in which these things can just happen. It doesn't matter if Donald Trump actually goes through with everything that he is saying. It's enough that the floodgates have been opened, and now it's okay to tell people to go back to Africa or to draw swastikas on the homes of Jewish people. This has become a new normal in a big part of America. And, you know, that made the decision very clear for us.
And I think what just is really, really sad about this is that the U.S. was, you know, was the first place where Hannah's family went when they escaped, you know, what was Yugoslavia in the early 90s, really escaping some of the very same things we're talking about right now. And I find it very sobering and just very sad personally that this country, you know, at least in my view, is not that place anymore, not really a place of refuge.
Nate Tabak in Kosovo and Hannah Marcoux in Toronto. They got married last summer and will now be living in Toronto. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Marco. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.